Paul Ruppel had 5 previous OWI convictions and had to blow into an ignition interlock to start his car, and it won't work if there's alcohol on your breath. Well, police in Pewaukee say Ruppel used an air compressor and balloon and got the car going, only to be arrested after cops got a tip about a man stumbling around his vehicle. Dennis Hughes with the DOT says he's heard about balloons and other tricks to supposedly beat the interlocks, but says it's pretty difficult.
Well, there's a rolling retest, sure, and I think it's on a random time interval, so the driver's not going to know how long he can get point A to point B till he has to do another retest.
He calls the locks relatively foolproof. John Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.